booking today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, second hour. This is an abbreviated Sunday edition. I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, then come back in and do a Sunday abbreviated two-hour because so much always happens over the weekend. And I always get Saturday off and then a little bit of Sunday and then just can't wait to be down here doing the syndicated transmission. By the way, they gave me a list of six new affiliates we've gotten in the last 2 weeks for the Sunday show alone. And I forgot to bring them, so I was just trying to call the program director at Genesis. I know we're on a big, famous station, and it's on the tip of my tongue. 860 in L.A. I'm gonna plug it before the show's over. Jaron's looking it up in there. Okay, let me tell you some of the news that's coming up, and I'm going to your phone calls, Robert, George, Robert, David, Karen, and others that are patiently holding. I mentioned North Korea warns of nuclear war amid rising tensions. I mean, that's big news. And they're saying if anybody boards any of their ships, they're going to nuke South Korea or Japan. And they're saying it's an act of war, and it is an act of war. And these are spoiled, rotten psychopaths on a power trip. And the globalists know that, so they're prodding them while they're unstable and in a transition of power from one degenerate hereditary king to another. They have a king over there. They call him a war leader. So very, very serious. Obviously, let me quickly tell you what I think about the Iran situation. I know Ahmadinejad barely won when he got elected 5 years ago. And I know that I've seen a lot of the polls out of Iran that he was going to lose big time. And it does look like that there was some chicanery. But at the same time, the CIA brags they're running a lot of the student groups and trying to destabilize Iran. So a lot of those riots you see were staged. And so facts are facts. Just every side is incredibly corrupt on this. It's not, oh, Ahmadinejad's good and the U.S. is bad or the U.S. is bad and Ahmadinejad is good. It's just amazing. So North Korean-Cuban missile crisis redux, that's up on Infowars.com. Excellent historical breakdown of this. We haven't had a crisis this big since then, up on Infowars.com. North Korea, an early phase of all-out confrontation with U.S. North Korea has pledged to begin work weaponizing plutonium to create another nuclear bomb as it's delivered a furious response to a U.N. resolution ordering a fresh round of sanctions against the rogue Stalinist state. And I heard on Fox Radio News earlier on the station we come to you out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ's, where we syndicate out of here, and I heard Biden on the radio going, oh, yes, China's all behind us. No, I've got from Bloomberg the statement here from China, and they're saying they're against North Korea threatening to nuke, but they also stand behind them if they're attacked. So, ladies and gentlemen, more lies by the media and Biden. China warns against force in carrying out North Korean sanctions, Bloomberg. China warns against force, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. tells North Korea to end provocative actions. What about the West provocative actions? And Hillary Clinton saying you're going to start seizing their ships. Ahmadinejad defends vote as real and free. Again, I don't know what to believe on that. We'll find out in the days to come. And I got a bunch of police state news coming up. I'll tell you about later. And also a bunch of Chicago big city corruption machine where Obama's saying the feds are going to seize whole parts of U.S. cities and, quote, bulldoze them. That's AP, Reuters, and London Telegraph. Also, it's coming out that only Democrat-connected car dealerships get to stay opened. The Chrysler and Chevy dealerships are being handed over to select offshore buyers. Just unbelievable corruption. We'll be going through all that. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. You're on the air, Robert.
Hi, Jones. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
All right. I launched a sneak attack on Glenn Beck's radio show the day after he tried to connect 9/11 truth with the psycho guy who shot up the Holocaust Museum and racism.
Yeah, well, that guy was also a decorated World War II and Korean War vet. Does that mean all World War II and Korean War veterans go in and shoot groups because he supposedly signed one of hundreds of online petitions to investigate 9/11? I guess all the victims' family members, the majority of them, on record believing 9/11 is an inside job, I guess they're going and shooting a security guard. I guess everybody who's above 80 years old. Yeah, no, he said that, well, we don't have any proof, we don't have a source for this, but I'm just going to lie on air, and because I'm Glenn Beck, and I'm going to say that 9/11 truthers think this Von Braun is a hero.
Well, I confronted him about thermite in the buildings, and his reaction was priceless. He called me a freak, and that's all he said. So I got
peer-reviewed government journals, industry journals, are saying thermite. Government journals admit there were explosives in the buildings. I mean, I guess they've got a problem.
Well, if anybody wants to see it, it's on my YouTube channel, Funkmaster5. FunkmasterFive, and his reaction is priceless. I fooled his call screener, got in there, dropped the bomb, the info bomb, on right on his big fat head.
Now, did it get out on air, or were you recording it?
You know, it got on the air, and I also recorded it because I was able to get the audio from his show. So I put the video on my channel.
What's the name of the video? That's the best way to find it.
The name of the video is Funkmaster5 Confronts Glenn Beck About Thermite at WTC.
Thank you. Yeah, Glenn Beck says all Ron Paul supporters are basically terrorists, but then he says he likes Ron Paul. He says the army should be used on anyone that criticizes the government. He says there are no FEMA camps and built straw men that I predicted. All you people that bought into it were fooled. I don't want to spend all day on other talk show hosts, but he really is disingenuous and disgusting. Robert and Colin, oh yeah, the DHS report saying conservatives are terrorists and returning veterans are bad. They deserve it. What, you found the clip? Oh, Joe in Spain. Oh, you want me to skip ahead to Joe in Spain? Then we'll go to Robert and George. Joe in Spain, you're on the air. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Jones. Hi, my name is Joe. I'm from, I'm half American, half Spanish, and I lived in Spain 20 years ago. I listen to your show almost every day. And I have to tell you, I thank you for everything you do. And I can absolutely tell you that almost everything you say is absolutely true. And I drive these people around. I work for a very serious high luxury company that, you know, drives all the most powerful people in Europe when they come to Spain. And all these people that you talk about, a lot of them I drive around. People from the CFR, Bilderbergs, Rothschilds, you name it. And that's the plan, you know? That's the plan. And
what? I mean, you hear them on the cell phone going, yes. When I was inside Bohemian Grove hiding in the woods, I would hear the men walk by talking on the forest paths going, Reagan was great. He fooled the people. Yeah, they thought he was a conservative. We'll deliver the reactors. And the next, and I'd only hear like 30 seconds as they walk by me, so I'm hiding in the woods. And I would hear them, you know, just absolutely, once we get in the system, then they won't be able to resist. Excellent. What about the colonel? Well, I talked to the general. And you would just hear little pieces. But tell me the kind of stuff you hear as you're driving around in the limousines.
Well, the kind of stuff I hear, you know, like very powerful deals, you know, people from, you know, countries that have been absorbed, you know, very high, like government officials that then go into the private industry, you know, and they cut.
Yeah, you'll hear the big banker with the vice president going, I will deliver you the 12 million gamingalas immediately upon your transfer of the property, stuff like that.
Just the other day, for example, you know, I was just with some people from the liquor business, you know, on the global scale, and these people were just talking about, you know, they were cutting up the planet. You know, they were talking about, you know, all
how they were using regulators to shut down their competition. Because that's all these people talk about. Big, fat, dirty globalist corporations using government to shut down their competition. The carbon tax is their favorite.
I mean, of course, here in Europe, we're full of taxes, and we're just waiting for more. And another bad thing that's happening here, like Obama, he's like a demigod here, you know. Like just a Spanish president himself, you know, compares himself to him, you know, as opposite as I'm.
Yeah, they're meant to sucker. You know, I want to hear more from you. Stay there. We'll come right back to you after the break, Joe. And then we're going to get to Robert, George, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. If you disagree, you're welcome to call. You can also call in Central Texas, 836-0590. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Yeah, one of the new stations picking this up, the Sunday show, is KRLA. They re-air us there at 4 o'clock Pacific, so right when the show ends, it starts. A whole bunch of our affiliates re-air us, which is fine, but I'd love to talk to all those folks in Miami and Chicago and upstate New York and Buffalo and California. Yeah, I'm about to go back to your calls, but coming up, just out there during the break, I saw Rolling Stone land on the table. So I just opened it up, and I said, oh, that's Ray Kurzweil. So I started reading the article, and it says, when man and machine merge, meet Ray Kurzweil, prophet of the techno-rapture. By 2045, he says, computers will surpass us in intelligence, the universe itself will become conscious, and humans will live forever. Now, I put that in Endgame, and everybody makes fun of me, saying I'm saying they're going to live forever. No, they're saying they are. And he's one of the heads of the modern eugenicist society, the transhumanist. Transhumanism was founded by Julian Huxley, head of the UNESCO generals. He was the United Nations governor general of UNESCO. And he just came right out with it and said, we can't call it eugenics because Hitler went too far too quick. We've got to call it transhumanism. So I want to explain to you what Bill Joy and Ray Kurzweil and all these other people, and this guy's a billionaire, by the way, are saying. They're saying, you going to die. So later before the show ends, I'm going to go over a little bit of that. But it doesn't matter. Just watch and see what they do. I guess they got to kill you deader than a hammer before you listen to me. Oh, man, it's crazy. Okay, Joe in Spain, my friend. So what else goes on when you're picking people up in the limo?
Well, you know, they'll come from the most powerful corporations that there are. They're old.
Old money? All right, we lost his phone. Cut out, I guess. Lost that call from Spain. Sorry about that. Call me back again, my friend. Thank you. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for calling my thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Alex, appreciate it. Interesting diatribe you gave in the first hour about Iran and North Korea. You're probably right on. But you were also right. Last Friday's edition of Denver Post had like a five-paragraph diatribe. I think it was an AP story about David Carradine. Early, the investigation says he did not commit suicide.
Yeah, the police say he didn't commit suicide. He was killed in a Luciferian ritual, and that's what the info we have. And we said that, what, 5 days before AP did?
Yeah, so you were right on. I think they tried to shut it. Well, I think
we also, and I'm not bragging, but we also told you we were really under level six for flu pandemic a month and a half ago, and now it's admitted that, oh, yeah, we're under it, and we've been under it for a month and a half. I have the secret state document.
Yeah, it came out. You're right. What is the latest on your employee's daughter who was accosted at the school north of you?
South of Austin. The Child Kidnapping Services said, okay, we're not going to kidnap your child for a bruise on her leg, but we'd like to. But don't ever raise your voice to her or we'll take her. And I was actually even given their orders that they gave her. No court, no judge, no jury. It's not illegal to yell at your kid. And that's what happened with that. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. George in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Congratulations on the money bomb.
Yes. I have put a little thing up on the website thanking everybody. Very, very successful, and that's going to allow us to go to the next level. And so I salute all of you for your free will in supporting us in the fight.
Yes. I don't know if you got it. I've been trying to get through for days, but Greg Pound got arrested again on May 29th.
Ah, they, kidnapped four of his children for no reason. The CPS worker admitted she lied. She lost her license for lying, but the court said, we've kidnapped your four little girls. We've gotten $300,000 apiece for them, selling them off to adoption agencies because they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And it's in court records, and it's in the local news that the CPS worker lied to do it. She lost her job, but they say, we don't care. We still take your kids. What have they arrested him lately for?
Well, because he held up a sign when his kids come by on a school bus. He said, Grandma lied, Mommy and Daddy still love you. Well, they considered it violating a domestic violence injunction and when he'd never been convicted of domestic violence. So they haul him in. They release him on his own recognizance with a $100 bond. But
well, they arrested him for running for political office when he went to the local Republican function. And he did nothing, and they arrested him. I guess I got to get a hold of him. That's land of the free, home of the brave. Wait till I get to this police state news that is coming up later. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry. Jerry in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yo, Alex, Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck, are they actually that unknowledgeable of what's going on? I'll let you answer.
Well, I've seen do you want to say any more or let you go?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It has been declassified back in 1977 in the Church hearing, Senator Frank Church, and then it was declassified 5 years ago that at least, well, it's over $40 billion total, but different packages. One's $8 billion, one's $12 billion, one's $3 billion in fake news. And it's turned out that most big anchors, fake liberal, fake conservative, to keep it all in that controlled paradigm, to give you false choices, but it's all one level of the matrix of false reality, false political systems. Most of those guys are on payroll. But I have no doubt Beck has CIA on his show every program I see, and I don't even watch it much. And these are men in PSYOPs. And I noticed years ago he was reading off of Homeland Security documents I'd gotten from people inside Homeland Security. We broke the MIAC report and DHS report for folks that don't know that say veterans, gun owners are what Homeland Security's for. We're the terrorists. The VA, the VFW are terrorists. We broke that years ago, and people wouldn't believe us. It finally got checked into, and it made national news. So I knew they were reading off those reports when I would hear it. So I knew they were being fed that, because they wouldn't say this is from a report. They would, but the teleprompters had it word for word. Now, Limbaugh doesn't enjoy doing that when he does it, when I hear him. Beck does. Hannity does. So that's why I don't like them. I mean, it's the enjoyment of the betrayal that's so painful. And so when it came out that these reports were put out, they had to say, are these reports good? Maybe so, maybe not. And then now they're backtracking, saying, oh, yes, the DHS report is good. Oh, look at Von Braun. You know, we've got to say the veterans are the terrorists now. You know, Shepard Smith. So, yes, they know exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. And I could get into more detail on that, but that's the bottom line. And they're part of the false right control system, control the right wing. And then Rachel Maddow and all the rest of them, Keith Olbermann, are part of controlling the false left paradigm. When they're all working together, they're all intermarried. You know, it's like Mary Madeline married to Carville, and you know, all those other families where the families will split up the false paradigm, split up the business. It's a sickening joke. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, sir. I'm calling about partial response to a show you had the other day about the drugged out kids on Prozac and Big Pharma, and how that's really it's not an accident that Big Pharma's short-sightedly fighting the legalization of their competitive.
That's right. The government drugs pushed by Big Pharma make you become mentally ill, and they put you on more drugs. We have their own internal documents. Merck was in mainstream news saying, quote, we're going to liquidate and send hit teams out to scientists' houses that criticize us. Stay there. We'll come right back to you and a lot more.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, I'm shouting right back, the devil. I've literally read hundreds of MIT, Stanford Research Institute, UN, Pentagon documents. I list them all. Make films about them. What is the endgame.com, endgamethemovie.com, full bibliography? For they openly say once they get their world government in place, once they get their robot drone armies in place, it's going to be like Terminator. There's going to be a small group of humans above the machines carrying out the mass murder of humanity. That's the part that Rolling Stone doesn't tell you in this article. Again, I didn't even bring this down here. It's laying on the table. I'm going to go photocopy here. I'm just going to walk off with it. If somebody up here, if this is somebody's up here at the station, I'll buy you a new one or give it back. Just email Aaron at Infowars.com, one of my producers. But I got to have this. Or I guess I'll go up to the copy machine. No, then they'll say it's fake if I show it on my TV show. That's how the public works. They'll say, that's not it. Rolling Stone's color, that's black and white. I mean, this is how the slaves are. They've got literal imprint programming brainwashing to not face it. And it's like, oh, humans won't be needed anymore, and we'll merge with machines, and a new life form will be here. What they don't tell you is in the deeper writings of these people, they're going to have to kill off the rest of us because we're not good for the environment, because the new zero-carbon creature, the new silicon life form, and whether this is really going to happen or not, this is what the elite believes. They're on power trips. They're lunatics. You understand. I'm not the one saying this. It's them. You better see Endgame, folks. You better see it quick. And by the way, you don't have to buy the stinking thing. Over 100 plus grand, probably 130 grand to make that film. I got arrested trying to cover it, trying to get you the information. I went through hell to get it for you. And it's free on YouTube and Google. You might want to buy the DVD, though, to have it in the highest quality at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com or the Obama Deception. Still the number one video on YouTube and Google. hundreds of versions of it with hundreds of thousands of views apiece. Some versions have 4 million views, 2.5 million views, 2.3 million views. The film's been out 3.5 months. Praise God. Praise the creator of the universe that they don't have full control over the web or society yet with their technocracy. But they brag within 10 years they're going to have the control grid in place. Sooner with the web. And if we hadn't beat this, see, this is the insertion into the Matrix. We're not in it yet. But, you know, there's a lot of kooks out there that claim that, this lady or this guy really wrote the Matrix book or the script for it. And the Wachowski brothers ripped him off. Well, you know, I happen to have talked to people, let's just say, in the highest levels of that production. I'm not going to even say Wachowski brothers. I'm going to leave it open. They didn't get it from anywhere in popular culture. You know where the idea for the Matrix came from? Turns out I guessed where it came from because I'd read it before I was ever told directly from people involved writing the script. It came from the Pentagon. 1968 document, declassified July 7th, 2000, and then put out by the, what's the name of that? League of American Scientists. I forget the exact name. Jaron, do me a favor. Google Army document talks about microchipping population by 2025. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, published 2002. Federation of American Scientists. There you go. And the Pentagon said that that we'd have the singularity sometime between 2025 and 2045. Kurzweil was always saying 2025. He's now revising it in this article to 2045, this one in the page 57 in Rolling Stone magazine. He's now revising it 2045 because they've decided to suppress the technology and only allow it to develop and rise in technological spires above the slowly growing technological system we're in that we think is the most advanced. I don't know how advanced it is, but it's very advanced. I'll put it to you that way. Above what we know. So I believe 2020 is the real date from things I pieced together in reverse engineering of their own documents. See, anything classified has its mirror or its shadow in civilian space. You can tell a lot by something shadow, by its funding, its development, the research documents developed by different research facilities and private groups that are then purchased and put into secret development by government, by the nexus points of those pieces of equipment, you can tell what they're building on the other end. Just like on the 1996 Telecommunications Act, I went on air and told you they're putting in whole floors of wiretapping system in every major phone company and internet hub to track everything through the grid and surveil everyone. How did I know? Well, the bill said it had to be capable of doing that, and then they were paying them $9 billion to put it in. And that's how the engineers at one of the guys that had to build one of the systems for him in San Francisco said, they said, well, you weren't allowed to see the secret documents. How'd you know it was to surveil every piece of data coming through? And he goes, because I'm an engineer. They had to engineer it, that entire building when we built it. And this entire section of a floor, everything we do is wired through here. Every email, every fax, every phone call, every cell phone call is sent by here. And so we built it under government specs. It's designed to capture everything. And now the government admits they are. Side issue, with this extermination thing, they don't even hide it. They're so arrogant. Well, I mean, I keep talking about Bill Joy, co-founder and owner of Sun Microsystems, worth over $4 billion last time I checked. He's one of the few who says, I went to a top IT tech, you know, a top technical meeting of the 200 richest computer company and technology owners, and they were all of one mind that everybody basically has to be killed for the rise of the machines, and that humans aren't needed anymore, and I was the outcast for not wanting to do it. That's Wired Magazine. That exists. April issue 10,000. April issue 2000. And I'm just out here in the hallway, and this magazine is sitting there, and it basically... It's introducing it to the slaves, and the slaves feel like they're all high and mighty because it's all put in a way to make them feel good about it, like they're going to be part of it. So like a bunch of jackasses, they'll all go along with it. And they play you like a fiddle. Right, I said I'd go back to your calls, and I got all these audio clips I want to play and a huge blitz of news as well. But whether they're going to be able to do it or not is a question, but that remains to be seen. But they're on record saying global genocide for the Earth. That's their excuse. It's a kind of liberal Hitlerian idea. You know, Hitler was a vegetarian and environmentalist. It's really just a control freak's excuse to dominate and control society and engineer society and play God. And the genetic engineering merging with the nanotech, merging with the super hyper AI computing, it's very nasty and threatens to overturn this entire biosphere. When you really read their literature, they say they're going to get rid of this entire system. They're playing God, folks. They think they're going to control the future. My question is, can you look away from your football games and acting tough, or from your waistline of your women feeling inadequate about yourselves for 5 minutes, to just get engaged about the future of the species with technology now doubling every 2 years? I mean, do you care about any of this? I guess you don't. Some of you, okay, fine. Just don't blame me. Don't blame. You'll be so drugged out of your heads, though, what they're spraying in the sky and putting in your water, you won't even care. So according to them, you know, they say, well, see, we're right. The slaves don't care, so they deserve to die. Because you can't fathom the magnitude of it. Okay, a caller was holding. Who was I talking to last? Or is he gone? Okay, he wanted to talk about Big Pharma wants to keep illegal drugs illegal, like marijuana, and then push all their poisonous drugs. And, yes, that's how it works. It's all about monopolies. Chris in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, talking about the caller who asked whether some of these talk show hosts, commentators, are really doing what lying deliberately as propagandists, I can say yes from my experience calling into, like, Michael Savage. I'd encourage people to record their side of the conversation also, because you might catch people, catch guests, behind-the-scenes conversations between the guest and the host, and, you know, we'll say something on the air that's very opposite, you know, and just take pleasure, for example, in the certain guest he had saying how Iraq and the Middle East got a raw deal with the Treaty of Versailles, and yet he goes on air saying how the Iraqis are so ungrateful for not taking our help. And so that's just one side of it. Another talk show host will say a certain something on the web doesn't exist, even after I've told the audience how to look it up. So.
Oh, no, people are all saying the Rolling Stone doesn't exist.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures. And now, we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, look, here in the final segment, I got a ton of news I got to go over, and I'll jam in a few calls if I have time to. In a managed economy, big global corporations just love it. They want to shut down smaller corporations and companies. They don't like a Bill of Rights and Constitution. They want to set up a new world government with new rules where they don't have to follow the rules and you have more rules on you. A couple months ago, we talked about how the head of cybersecurity quit, saying the Pentagon's going to take over all the hubs for the Internet so they can shut it down and censor it. Now that's the headline in the New York Times. Privacy may be victim in cyberspace plan. Obama vows to protect civil liberties may be difficult to put into practice. This is the guy that said he would stop secretly torturing and no rights for detainees. He's actually expanded it. The guy that said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists and all he did was hire lobbyists. The guy that said he wouldn't be secret about the bailout money or the stimulus package. Total secrecy. Everything with this guy is a lie. And AP's also reporting buyers face hike in mortgage rates as inflation fears mount. The $14.8 trillion that would have more than paid off every mortgage in the United States, that was $9.3 trillion. None of this was about getting things restarted. It was about hoarding the money and imploding the economy further to buy it all up. That's right. You've put in more tax money than the GDP in a year and more than all the mortgages. Everybody in America has already paid in taxes or is going to be paying in taxes enough to have $5 trillion left. And the news is reporting that of the Chrysler and GM, over 2,000 letters have gone out, 1,500 to GM dealerships, Chevy and GM, saying, we're shutting you down. Give us your customer list. Give us everything. We're getting rid of you. And they make them waive their rights and give up huge dealerships still worth a ton of money. And then they're given to multinational corporations, the Chinese, the Russians, the Brazilians, and the Europeans, with bailout money, the $30 billion. They're paying to give it to globalists. That's what this is, Chicago mob politics. But it's international in scope, handing it over, and then the Democratic power of the Democratic Party. Republicans used to do stuff like this, but now it's getting even more widespread with the Democrats. Representative Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota is right when she talks about this, but it's bipartisan. But right now, Obama's taking it to a new level. And they're also announcing they're going to cap all sorts of business salaries and corporate business owners. This is the elite. The ultra-rich are going to take everything the middle class have, and they're going to sick the poor, dumbed-down working class on the middle class. But the middle class are conditioned to be surly, smiley-faced, know-it-all, arrogant, haughty, foolish yuppies, so they won't defend themselves because they listen to fake right-wingers on the radio and fake liberals and walk around their Birkenstocks calling for global carbon taxes that will only be on the U.S. and Europe and further shut down our industry. But, again, it's what you want, so it's what you get. Here's Representative Michelle Bachmann on the House floor. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com under Obama is running a gangster government and a bunch of other video clips I won't have time to get to, but here it is.
That they could stay open. That senator was able to arrange a meeting between the dealer and the officials at GM. We all know GM is now Government Motors because it's owned by the American people. It's been nationalized. There's no private corporation the way we used to think of GM. Now the main stockholder is the American government. So this Democrat senator who was applied to for help was able to secure a meeting with General Motors and the car dealership, and they were able to get their dealership back. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. There's also another article I saw today where a constituent had contacted one of the representatives, a Democrat representative, here in this chamber, Representative Barney Frank. Barney Frank was able to go and talk to the right people and get this dealership back open. Is that what we have come to in this country? That rather than a private business with a private contract with another private corporation, they're no longer able to work out their agreements because, as columnist Michael Barone has called, he said, now we've moved into the realm of gangster government. We have gangster government.
And by the way, we do. Now let me stop right there. I'm not trying to make the police look bad. They're so bad on average, it's indescribable. They're so bad, I don't have words. Now, let me explain something. All over the United States, as I scan news wires, I have seen thousands of news articles where the police pull old ladies over. That's usually what makes the news. And they have $2,000 or $3,000 in their wallet. They snatch it. They take their Rolex. They may even steal their Cadillac. Because the police go on the news and defend it and say she shouldn't have that much money. No judge, no jury, no arrest. And then the judges even get the money. Now, Texas is getting famous because right out here in the Hill Country, a bunch of towns south of us, East Texas especially, the cops pull you over and they take the money out of your wallet. And if you don't like it, they'll blow your head off on the spot and say you attacked them. And they don't even, I mean, these cops live in $2 million houses, huge swimming pools. They drive brand new Corvettes, whatever they've seized. And let me tell you, I grew up in a upper middle class neighborhood and down the street was an FBI agent. And next door to one of my friends was an FBI agent living in $1 million houses back then in the 80s. And, you know, houses that were probably $500,000 then and Corvettes and money and hot young mistresses. And folks, they didn't get that on their 80 grand a year at the FBI. Let me just give you a little news flash there. They did it dealing narcotics. Now, that's why the drug war isn't going to end. That's why we got more people in prison than any other country in the world. Now, that said, admitted CIA operative Anderson Cooper is doing news reports with the headline, American cops steal money from drivers and take trips to Hawaii. And they got the DAs, they got the judges admitting they keep the money they take. I mean, they take it. And that's why you got these little county judges living in $1 million houses. And folks, by the way, if you live next door to one, I see reports where they decide they want your house, they send a SWAT team over to kill you deader than a hammer. I mean, you got to watch these towns. That's why real estate's so much lower in Williamson County, even though it's beautiful and nice up there for ranchettes and things. People that got brains don't want to live there. They'll come after it and take it from you. They don't play games, folks. Now, this is even a whitewash. It's 10 times worse because this show starts out with how they're taking, you know, 5-day, 6-day, 4-day trips to Hawaii and doing, you know, a couple hours of training while they're there as the excuse. But then later they admit, oh, the judge even gets cash. The issue is the globalists, and Anderson Cooper, by the way, admits he's CIA. He was CIA trained. He's the heir to the Astor fortune. He's an admitted CIA operative. But they'll report this so the feds can come in and further take over the states. The feds are even more corrupt, is my point. And I get on air and mention the Dallas police, how they pull you over and throw bags of chalk in the back of your car, thousands of people, and take their cars. That's been on NPR, Dallas Morning News. I mean, I'm not making up. Houston does that. I got to say, Austin is one of the best forces in the country. Austin police aren't involved in a lot of narcotics trafficking. They are involved in running hookers, and they've been busted a lot doing that. And some of the gambling here in town, mainly high-end hookers, and some of the low-end hookers. But Austin is one of the, that's why people live here, because our police are not just complete raving criminals. Now, that said, they've now released the full dash cam of the cop beating up the ambulance EMTs. They were going to charge him. They said their squad car showed the EMT attacking him. Turns out it's a lie, just as the witnesses said. Cop attacks them. Then they start choking him. That video is up on Infowars.com. And the issue is the state police lied about this. And now the dash cam video is out. Now, they're not totally corrupt, I guess, in Oklahoma, or they wouldn't even have released it. Now, Austin does claim videos malfunction when they kill people. So they still cover up when they kill people in Austin, but they're not as bad as some. Let's go ahead, just because you won't believe this report. It's a six-minute report. It's up on Infowars.com. I want to play just a minute of it, because people will say Anderson Cooper and CNN doesn't exist when I bring this up. But here it is.
Next report takes us back to the heart of Texas, where Gary Tuchman has found another county awash in both cash and allegations of corruption. The money, more than $1 million last year, was seized from drivers who were pulled over by cops. There are allegations that some of those drivers were innocent. So what's happening to all that money? Well, that's where so many people, that's why so many people are steamed. Gary Tuchman tonight is keeping them on.
Okay, that's enough. I don't have time to play it all. I'll play it on the show tomorrow, more of it, and analyze it. And then they admit, oh, the judge just keeps every week $4,000 checks for himself. Personally, that even goes around the state law that allows total robbery. But the current state law says, you know, that the it doesn't even matter. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's out of control. Most counties in Texas are run by Boss Hogg. Okay? And they're worse than Enos. They're worse than, what's the name of the head cop for Boss Hogg? Roscoe Pico Train and Flash. It isn't cute. It isn't cute when a cop pulls you over in East Texas and walks up with huge Nazi swastikas. This has happened to me on their arms. And I manipulatively just went ahead and played the guy, and he said, "Heil Hitler," right back and left, and I drove out of there. I don't like Hitler, but I played a Hitler card and got out of it. You're not going to give a fellow white supremacist a ticket, are you? Oh, he did a little Heil Hitler with me, and I was like, oh, Heil Hitler. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission continues at Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.